The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
Unbelievable incident happened. Unbelievable incident. That once there was a young man, not so young anymore, couldn't get a shidduch. Couldn't get a shidduch, no matter what he tried. He tried this way, he tried that way, he tried a shatchan, he tried a shatchanit. He tried to go to a place where they had different social events. Nothing helped. Every Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbat, when he would leave Seder and Yeshiva, he felt bad. He went to visit his elderly grandmother. She is in a nursing home with special care in Eretz Yisrael. And he would go to visit her, and he would sit with her for a couple of hours. And he would try to cheer her up. No matter what would happen, he would never miss going to his grandma. Sometimes the grandma was not in a very good mood. Sometimes it was not a very pleasant experience, but he did go. It happened to be that once he went, and while he was there, she said to him, "Where did you put my teeth?" She had to wear the dentures. He looked at her. He said to her, "Safta, I didn't have your teeth." She said, "Don't you lie to me. You took my teeth. You give them back to me." He said, "Safta, please, please, don't yell. I didn't take them. I didn't have them." She said, "You mechutzaf. You're telling me you didn't take them when you know that you did?" And he said, I'm sorry. You mechutzaf. She smacked him across the face. A real smack. The red marks are in his cheek. On top of everything, he has no shidduch. He's lonely. He visits her every week. Zu Torah, zu schara. This is the reward that he gets. He felt at the bottom of his life. He felt so bad that he did not know even how he was going to face himself. He began just to cry a little bit, but he didn't let her see it. He just smiled while the tears came to his eyes. He looked all around. Finally, he found underneath her pillow she had put them to store them. He gave them to her. He stayed a while longer, and he went home. What a maase. However, unbeknownst to him, there was somebody who saw this whole maase, because there was a curtain that divided the room. On the other side was a different patient, and a grandmother was there as well. Her daughter, a mother, was there watching the entire scene, unbeknownst to the young man. She went immediately to the nursing station, and she said, "I want to know, what is that family's name? Who is the daughter? Because I would like to call her." The nursing station gave the information. When this woman got home, she called up and said, "I would like to ask you if your son would be interested in my daughter for a shidduch. I think your son is unbelievable. I saw him do a chesed," and she didn't repeat it. "And I would like to have your son for my daughter." The mother was only too happy. She said, 100%. They made the shidduch. They went out 7 times. Really, it only takes 6 times, but the 7th time was for good measure. Hamevin Yavin. And then immediately, they got engaged. Interesting. The night of the chuppah, immediately after the chuppah, Chatan and Kala went to the Cheder Yichud. However, before they came for the dancing, they had a very important stop to make. for someone that was unable to attend the Chatuna. They both went to the Safta to get the Mazal Tov in the Bracha. Rabotai, it was not in spite of the patch that the Simcha came to the Chatan. It was because of the patch. It was because of the smack. A lot of times the person says, so I got this, it didn't happen so good, so I needed some money. Or this problem came up in Shalom Bayit. Or this problem came up that somebody got upset with me. Or I didn't have the opportunity. Or things weren't so easy for me. And I had a tkufa where I was really down. What we learn from this is, it's not in spite of those times. It's because of those times.